But let's turn now to the push to rename Father's Day Special Persons Day so children without a dad aren't offended. A growing number of politically correct schools and kindies are embracing the name change, but they're copping a lot of criticism for it. Now, earlier I spoke with Dr. Red Ruby Scarlett, a university academic and convener of the Social Justice in Early Childhood activist group.
If we think about children's rights and how they get to participate in a community and feel a sense of belonging, sometimes shifting the language around those emotive and important days can be significant and more inclusive than the current way that we describe them.
So is it essentially, though, for children who don't have a dad for whatever reason?
Yes, but also there are children who have a dad who also have a grandfather and also have an auntie and also have other kinds of relatives. There are also a huge range of different family structures. So we have single parent families, satellite families, extended families, lesbian and gay families.
But there has been a backlash.
There has been a backlash, but the backlash hasn't necessarily come from families in those communities. It's people outside those particular contexts.
Your activist group is Social Justice in Early Childhood. Why is social justice important for little kids?
There's a lot of Australian research that has actually informed a lot of international research, teacher research, for example, that has demonstrated children's capacity to be really inclusive once they know about these ideas and they think, wow, why are people seeing this as a controversy? Why are we calling this political correctness when in fact it's about our rights?